Tranquil weather will be occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest, as well as our neighbors in southern Canada's prairies through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network, wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving. The forecast today is going to be ideal for our region. There will not be any reason for travel disruptions, and most everybody is probably not going to go very far anyway, but the weather tomorrow and on into the heart of the weekend will likely be favorable as well. We have a weak frontal system that moved across the region overnight that brought a little bit of precipitation off to the northeast corner of North Dakota and northern Minnesota, but that is gone or exiting out of the region as I speak, and we will look for drier weather to occur in those areas later than day. We'll look for dry weather in all other areas, not only today but tomorrow as well, and a notable warm-up will occur tomorrow afternoon. A frontal system will likely come skirting through the region as we go forward into the day Saturday, with a lingering cool off on Sunday morning. We'll expect that to be followed up by another weather system early next week that'll bring the temperatures down more notably lower. But a low pressure system evolving in the southern U.S. plains today and tomorrow will likely work its way to the Ohio River Basin area, and as it does so, it will trap Gulf of Mexico moisture into that part of the U.S., and that will leave most of our region dry with no risk of any kind of meaningful precipitation until we do get towards the first part of next week. So travel across the area will be ideal if you have to do that over these next few days. The temperatures this afternoon are expected to run mostly in the 30s across North Dakota and northern and central parts of Minnesota. We'll see some 40 degree readings in South Dakota and across the southwest corner of Minnesota. Tomorrow will be the warmest day we're going to see for a while, and it looks like the temperatures will be in the 40s across most of North Dakota into the majority of Minnesota, while South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota will see temperatures in the upper 40s through the 50s. In fact, it looks like a few 60-degree highs will occur from the Black Hills over towards the Valentine, Nebraska area. It won't come into our listening area any further than that, but if you're traveling in that direction, it'll be worth taking your bathing suit, I suppose. Very nice weather out that way. Well, with all kidding aside, we do expect some cooling to take place as we go into Saturday, and especially during the first part of next week. Saturday's highs will contrast from the 30s across the north to readings in the 40s and lower 50s in South Dakota and southern Minnesota. We'll look for those temperatures to cool down additionally Sunday with upper 20 and 30 degrees readings in the north and 40s in the south. And then as we go into Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we'll eventually see high temperatures limited to the teens and 20s. Nighttime lows will get down to the single digits and teens during midweek next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.